Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It was 18 years ago today, just 2 months after 9/11, that American Airlines Flight 587 went down in the Rockaways, killing everyone aboard, and everybody instantly assumed it was another terrorist attack. Turned out not to be, but that wasn't much relief to those who lost loved ones that day. They'll be gathering again this morning at the crash memorial. Let's get more now from Glenn Schuck, who is live in Bell Harbor this morning. Glenn?
Yeah, it was just minutes after takeoff, of course, Lee, that Flight 587 crashed right into this neighborhood. Such a horrific tragedy, as you mentioned, not long after 9/11. 260 passengers and crew and five residents here on the ground in the Rockaways were killed. Karen Tavares comes here every year to this memorial anniversary right along the water's edge.
I come with the hopes that I'm actually going to see her, like I'm going to meet her here and my nephew, but they're not here.
Mayor de Blasio will be here to lead the ceremony.
When I talk to so many of you over the years, it's quite clear how fresh and how sharp the pain still is. We continue to make sure that we will always remember.
And Lee, tolling bells and then a moment of silence right at 9:16, marking the exact moment that the plane came down 18 years ago. And then each and every name will be read aloud. Hundreds of family and friends will be here. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, at the Flight 587 Memorial in Bell Harbor.